From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Military leaders are testifying at a Capitol Hill hearing on reversing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the policy that bans homosexuals from serving openly in the military. Arizona Republican Senator John McCain, a decorated military veteran, today criticized a recent Pentagon study that found a repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell would not be disruptive in the long term. He called the survey flawed. House Democrats will try again today to pass legislation to feed school meals to thousands more hungry children. NPR's Pam Fessler says Republicans blocked a vote yesterday.
The Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act has been a top priority for the Obama administration. It would expand access to subsidized school meals for tens of thousands of low-income children. It also would set new nutrition standards to encourage healthier school lunches and to eliminate junk food. Republicans say those standards are excessive. They also complain about the bill's $4.5 billion price tag. But Democrats say Republicans are playing politics, that they're just trying to block anything the administration supports in the current lame duck session. The child nutrition bill has broad backing from anti-hunger advocates, health care groups, and the food industry. It also passed the Senate by unanimous vote earlier this year. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Democratic Congressman Charles Rangel of New York confronts his fellow lawmakers today to hear his punishment for violating House ethics rules. A bipartisan panel had recommended censure, which comes up for a vote in the full House today. Rangel is expected to argue that he does not deserve censure because he is not corrupt. But the House Ethics Committee determined a censure is justified because it ruled Rangel was guilty of fundraising and financial misconduct. The U.S. bid to host the World Cup is out. The major soccer event will be held by Russia in 2018 and Qatar in 2022. Sepp Blatter, head of the World Soccer Organization, FIFA, said it's time the World Cup was held in new parts of the globe.
For 2018 and 2022, we go to new lands because never the World Cup has been on one side in Russia or in Eastern Europe. This is new land. And here we go to Middle East. And Middle East was waiting, and I would say the Arabic world was waiting for a long time to have the World Cup. Now you have it.
NPR's Mike Pesca offers more details on some of the concerns raised specifically about holding the World Cup in the Middle East.
A concern specific to Qatar is that it's a Middle Eastern country, and the World Cup is held in June and July. Average daytime temperature in that country during those months is 104 degrees, but the Qatar delegation demonstrated how they had cooling technologies which would bring temperature down even in open-air stadiums.
NPR's Mike Pesca. Last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 93 points at 11,349. NASDAQ up 22 at 2571. This is NPR. Strong reports out today on the economy, among them retail sales. Retailers confirmed stronger than expected sales for November as more people took advantage of post-Thanksgiving Day discounts. The Thomson Reuters Index of sales at 27 stores open at least a year shows a 6% jump. Analysts were expecting the increase to be around 3.5%. It's promising news in an economy that's driven largely by consumer spending. Severely cold weather and heavy snow is continuing to cause havoc in much of Europe. Hundreds of flights across the region are canceled or delayed. NPR's Philip Reeves says the conditions are taking a heavy toll on the public.
Britain's never been good at coping with heavy snow. Now, much of the nation's at a standstill. The country's second largest airport, Gatwick, is closed. So is London's City Airport. And there are delays at London Heathrow. British train services are severely disrupted. Many roads are blocked, prompting the police in some areas to urge the public only to travel if it's essential. Thousands of vehicles have broken down, unable to handle the extreme cold, which in one place in Scotland reached 21 below. Passengers in southern England spent an entire night trapped on a train, so did travellers on trains in Germany. In Poland, more than a dozen people have been killed by the extreme cold. In Denmark, the army's been mobilised to help ambulances and other emergency vehicles get through the snow. Forecasters say in some area there's more snow to come. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
President Obama's hosting the nation's incoming governors today. The recently elected officials face the daunting task of cutting down ballooning deficits and growing their state's recession-battered economies. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.